The Marange Fields of Zimbabwe is home to one of world's largest diamond deposits. The precious gems were first mined here in 2006. The government-owned Zimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Company says it is working to increase production so that all citizens can reap the benefits of mining the gems, according to spokesman Sugar Chagwanda.
And I'm sure we are doing this by way of making sure that we contribute to community development, be it in terms of employing locals, also infrastructure development, sport and recreation, as well as general amenities, which is quite good. And we are also extending to the province. Ultimately, the idea is to make sure that the diamonds, they benefit the entire country, which is also in sync with the vision of the government.
But the benefits have yet to reach people living nearby, says resident Atro Mshangwizam, who has lived near the Marange fields his whole life. In this diamond mining area, there is a problem, Mshangwiza says. Children are missing school because their parents are failing to pay fees. He says, we hope that the diamonds can benefit the local children more through schools in the diamond mining area by reducing fees or paying their fees. That's our major concern, so the children have a great future. Zimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Company says it has started building schools with science labs to improve local children's education. But schooling isn't the only problem that Zimbabweans want diamonds to solve. They say the industry should help the economy more. The problem is that the sector lacks transparency, says Center for Natural Resource Governance Director Farai Maguhu.
The diamond sector is now subject to extreme organized crime, and the leaders are the only ones who know where the diamonds are going, how the diamonds are leaving the country, where the revenues are going. But as a citizenry, we have been completely disconnected and cut out from any information regarding the diamond industry.
Getting that information would be one way to help Zimbabwe follow the example of Botswana, whose booming economy is largely built on diamonds, according to economist Prosper Chitambaram with the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe.
The second one being a beneficiation of those minerals. In other words, moving up the value chain through an industrialization-based process. So I think those two factors are important in terms of ensuring that the ordinary citizen actually gets to benefit from those resources.
Currently, Zimbabwe ranks a distant seventh in worldwide diamond production, despite having diamond fields roughly the size of Luxembourg. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Marange, Zimbabwe.
And I'm sure we are doing this by way of making sure that we contribute to community development, be it in terms of employing locals, also infrastructure development, sport and recreation, as well as general amenities, which is quite good. And we are also extending to the province. Ultimately, the idea is to make sure that the diamonds, they benefit the entire country, which is also in sync with the vision of the government.
The diamond sector is now subject to extreme organized crime, and the leaders are the only ones who know where the diamonds are going, how the diamonds are leaving the country, where the revenues are going. But as a citizenry, we have been completely disconnected and cut out from any information regarding the diamond industry.
The second one being beneficiation of those minerals. In other words, moving up the value chain through an industrialization-based process. So I think those two factors are important in terms of ensuring that the ordinary citizen actually gets to benefit from those resources.